Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called Old Straps and New Beginnings. Of course, we're speaking about the straps, the ritzuos, that hold the tefillin on to a person's arm, tefillin shel yad, and on the head, the tefillin shel rosh. This story happened probably about 30 years ago. A story about a fellow named Joe Levinson. About 16 years ago, he writes, which now is about 30 years ago, after feeling unwell for about 2 months, I went to my doctor, and he sent me to a surgeon, a doctor who can do an operation. He examined me, and he said that I had a disease called prostate cancer, very serious disease. I was very, very upset. Now, there's different levels of prostate cancer, and it's measured with something called PSA, prostate-specific antigen. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's how you measure how bad, how dangerous the cancer is. This test helps a person decide and helps their doctor decide what stage the illness is at and whether or not it would help to have a surgery, to have an operation. Now, the surgeon who tested me, said Joe, said my PSA was 18. That's very high. And in fact, he said, there's no use doing surgery. What did he mean, there's no use doing surgery? He meant, there's nothing to do for you. You're going to die. Chas v'shalom. God forbid. Well, of course, I went to another doctor to see if the other doctor agreed. I went to a doctor in New Jersey. He said the exact same thing. Well, I didn't want to accept it, says Joe. So I went to another doctor at a hospital called Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. And there was a famous doctor, world famous doctor of this exact disease named Dr. Olson. And he also said, with a PSA of 18 or more, the surgery was useless. You'll probably die in about 10 months, he said. But he said, don't worry, it won't be painful. You just won't wake up one day. Chas v'shalom, I answered. Thank you for your opinion. However, I am not about to just give up like that. Many people do, unfortunately, give up when the doctors say your case is hopeless. But the truth is that no doctor should ever say that a patient's case is hopeless. A doctor's job is to try to heal the person, not ever to say that a case is hopeless, because Hashem is really in charge, and any person who's still alive, Hashem can heal them. In any case, Joe says, I was still not going to give up. Life is too precious to give up on. But I did become very bitter. But bitter is not the same as sad. Sad usually means the person does nothing because they're too sad. Bitter means the person jumps into action to do something about the not good situation. I rushed to the Rebbe's gravesite, which is known as the Ohel, Lubavitcher Rebbe's gravesite. I wrote a note, as the custom is. Actually, you probably have seen people put notes in the Kosel, in the western wall of the Temple Mount. And this is an old minhag custom, also to go to gravesites of different people, holy people, tzaddikim, to write a note. Of course, it's a note to Hashem. It's not a note to the tzaddik. It's obviously that Hashem is the one who gives all the brachas, but quite often brachas are given through a tzaddik. As we learn in Chumash with Moshe Rabbeinu, many times Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring about brachas for the Jewish people. But of course, the brachas are always only from Hashem. In any case, Joe did exactly this. He wrote a note, brought it to the Rebbe's Ohel, to the Rebbe's gravesite. And in this note, he asked Hashem for a refuah shelema, a quick recovery, complete recovery. He said a lot of tillim. He davened a lot. He gave tzedakah. Now, Joe says, I read a lot of letters that the Rebbe wrote to people when they had different problems. I knew that many, many, many times the Rebbe would write in a letter or say to somebody verbally, that they should, if they're having problems of different kinds, especially health problems, to check their mezuzahs and check their tefillin. Now, I had had my mezuzahs checked recently, and they were fine. And I had had my tefillin brought to a sefer also to be checked, and they were okay. But I felt with such a terrible decree hanging over my head that I should go to a bigger expert sheikh. And therefore, I consulted Rabbi Zirkin, who's now Olive Shalom, Eliezer Zirkin, who was a mayol and a shoychet and a very accomplished sefer. When I entered Rabbi Zirkin's office, he was bent over a Torah scroll. I told him my story. He looked up and he smiled apologetically. He said, "I'm sorry, I don't have time to check your tefillin because I have to write this sefer Torah and a couple of other sefer Torah, and I'm behind schedule. I'm not sure, but I think that these were Sifrei Torah, which the Rebbe had asked him to write, if I remember correctly. In any case, he suggested I give the tefillin to his son, Meir, who was also a sefer, and he was right there. Meir took the tefillin, and I went home. Later, Meir called me, and he said, "Mr. Levinson, I have checked your tefillin. The writing is fine, but you see, people sweat in the summer, and the straps that go through the mabarta, that is the box that the tefillin are in, hard leather box, on the tefillin shel rosh, many times those straps can get worn out if they get damp. And your straps were completely worn out." "Ah," I said, "thank you so much. I've been wearing this tefillin for 10 or 15 years, never changed the straps. Please change them." A day or two later, Meir called me again. "They're all ready," he said, "with shiny, fresh straps. That's $40 you owe, because $15 for the straps and $25 for opening, checking, and re-sewing the tefillin." "Great," I said. "I will ask my wife to pick them up immediately." Now, 5 or 6 minutes later, after I'd hung up the phone with Meir the cipher, the phone rang again. "This is the secretary from Dr. Olson's office," a woman's voice said. "Mr. Levinson, we're very sorry for the inconvenience. There has been a mistake. Your PSA is not 18 like we thought it was before. It's 4. That means you could have surgery." "I," says Mr. Levinson, began to shake. I was so excited. She continued, "We'll see you at the Allen Pavilion at the hospital, 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday. Remember, no eating or drinking before the surgery." I thought I might faint. I was so excited that, look at this, as soon as I got the news about my tefillin being fixed, 5 or 6 minutes later, I was told that my PSA was not 18, which is, according to the doctors, hopeless, but it's only 4, which is fine for surgery. To make a long story short, I went to the hospital, and I had the surgery. And when I came home, it was a tough 6, 7, or 8 months recovering from the surgery. But Baruch Hashem, I'm now feeling very well. As a matter of fact, I had always wanted and hoped that I would dance at my grandchildren's simchas, and now I am doing it. And that is the story of the day. This story shows us how really connected checking our tefillin, and the same goes for mezuzahs, can really, really bring about real differences, real improvements in our life. And of course, the main point of all of these stories about tefillin and mezuzahs is that we should make sure that our tefillin, if we're men or boys, or the tefillin of the men and boys in our family, and the mezuzahs in our homes, or our family's homes, our friends' homes, should be checked regularly and made sure that they are kosher, because this is the way that Hashem helps to protect us. And by doing so, by making sure that our mezuzahs and our tefillin are kosher, and because of Avos Yisrael, of course, sharing this idea with as many people as we can, this will surely quicken the coming of Mashiach, may it be immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.